مومنین کرام، یا علی مدد، این عید غدیر مبارک. ٹوڈے از دی آسپیشیس اوکیژن آف عید غدیر. یو آل مسٹ ہیو ہرڈ اباؤٹ دا ایونٹ آف غدیر خم، ویئر پروفٹ محمد پیس بی اپون ہم اپوائنٹڈ مولا مرتضیٰ علی ایز ہز سکسیسر. دس ایونٹ از مینشنڈ ان شیعہ بکس ایز ویل ایز ان سنی سورسز. المستدرک is a collection of the prophetic traditions, hadith, and it has 4 volumes. The 3rd volume is dedicated to the introduction and praise of the friends of the Prophet. Beside many other significant ahadith about Mawla Ali, the whole event of Ghadir-e-Khum is also mentioned there. On his return from the last Hajj, known as Hajjatul Wida, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, stopped at Ghadir-e-Khum, a place between Mecca and Medina. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "I am leaving amongst you 2 precious things, the Book of Allah and my Ahle Bayt." He then raised the hand of Mawla Murtaza Ali and said, "Man kuntu maulahu fahaza aliyun maula. He whose maula I am, Ali is his maula." Maula means master, lord. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, prayed, "Allahumma wali man walahu wa adi man adahu, fakhzul man khazalahu, fansur man nasarahu, wadril haqqa mahu haisudar." O Allah, love the one who loves Ali. Be hostile to the one who has hostility against Ali. Turn your face away from the one who turns his face away from Ali. And help the one who helps Ali. And make the truth, make the haq follow Ali wherever Ali goes. The prayer does not say that, "O Allah, make Ali follow the haq." It says, "O Allah, make the haq, the truth, follow Ali wherever Ali goes." Because Ali himself was the criteria of haq. He himself was the criteria of truth. After this particular announcement, Allah revealed an ayat which says, "This day I have perfected your religion for you and have completed my favors on you and chosen for you Islam as a religion." This is chapter 5, verse 3. The completion of religion and the accomplishment of blessings and bounties was conditioned with the announcement of Mawla Ali's walayat imamat, because it is the chain of guidance which will continue, and with that guidance all the bounties and blessings were to come to Mu'mins. And that was the purpose of declaring Ali's imamat and making him a successor. It means the religion of Islam is completed with an imam, because after this event this particular verse was revealed, that "This day I have perfected your religion for you." So the perfection of religion was conditioned with the continuity of the guidance and having a guide after the Prophet to help people in all times. Pir Nasir Khisro in one of his verses says, "Har zaman Islam ra taza kunat on Imam ibn Imam ibn Imam." In every age, the Islam becomes alive because of Imam, and then because of his son and his son and his son. It is because of that this particular event and occasion is celebrated with great reverence, especially by Shia Muslims. Now we will look into some of the prophetic traditions which mention this particular event. These traditions are mentioned in the books Baharul Anwar of Allama Majlisi, الامالی آف شیخ صدوق، تہذیب الاحکام آف شیخ توسی. اکارڈنگ ٹو ون آف دا پروفیٹک ٹریڈیشن مینشنڈ ان دیز بکس، اٹ از سیڈ دا ڈے آف عید غدیر از دی گریٹسٹ عید فار مائی امت. اللہ کمانڈیڈ اے سگنیفیکنٹ فرمان دیٹ ڈے اینڈ چوز مائی بردر علی ایز این امام فار دی امت سو دیٹ مائی امت بی گائیڈیڈ بائی ہم آفٹر می. آن دس ڈے اللہ کمپلیٹڈ دا ریلیجن آف اسلام اینڈ اکمپلشڈ ہز فیورز آن مائی امت. ان اندر پروفیٹک ٹریڈیشن اٹ از سیڈ دا ڈے آف غدیر از دی موسٹ ڈسٹنگوشڈ دین آل ادر عیدس. دا ڈے آف غدیر از بیٹر دین آل ادر عیدس، از گریٹر دین آل ادر عیدس وچ وی سیلیبریٹ. سم آف دی سیئنگز آف امام جعفر صادق ہیو آلسو بین کوٹڈ ان دیز بکس. ان ون آف دی سیئنگز اٹ از سیڈ امام جعفر صادق سیز عید غدیر از دی گریٹسٹ آف عیدس، اٹ از دی موسٹ ڈسٹنگوشڈ عید، اٹ از دی موسٹ پرومیننٹ عید، اٹ از دا عید آف اہل بیت محمد پیس بی اپون ہم. اٹ از دا ڈے وین اللہ اپوائنٹڈ علی ایز اے سکسیسر آف دی پروفیٹ پیس بی اپون ہم، اینڈ دیٹس ویئر دس ڈے از سیلیبریٹڈ ایز دا ڈے آف دی سکسیشن آف امامت، دا ڈے آف دی اناؤنسمنٹ آف ولایت. ولایت مینس امامت، ولی مینس لارڈ اور ماسٹر، اینڈ ولایت از دی کانسیپٹ آف امامت. دس ڈے واز آلسو گیون اے لاٹ آف امپورٹنس بائی آر فاطمی امامس اینڈ اٹ واز سیلیبریٹڈ لائک این عید. دس از دی ایکچوئل عید، اینڈ دی ریئل عید از ہیونگ اے لیونگ گائیڈ، این امام ٹو گائیڈ ہز مریدس. An Ismaili community today is the only community which is being guided by a living imam. As Maulana Hazir Imam, on the question of the rightful leadership in Islam, in his address to the Houses of Parliament of Canada, has said, in time, the Shia were also subdivided over this question. So that today the Ismailis are the only Shia community who throughout history have been led by a living hereditary imam in direct descent from the prophet. So today we are the fortunate community that we are being guided by the living imam appointed by the prophet Muhammad peace be upon him. Now let us turn to the Quran, where the walayat or imamat of Maula Ali has been mentioned. There are many different verses, but I'll just focus on one. This is chapter 5, verse 55. This particular verse is known as Ayah-e Walaya. That means the verse of Imamat. In this particular ayat, Allah says, your master, your lord, or your guardian. Here the Arabic word is Wali, which means lord, master, or guardian. So Allah says, your Lord can be Allah and His Messenger. And those who believe and pray and give zakat while bowing down in prayer. This particular verse refers to an event once in the mosque of the Prophet, Masjid-e-Nabawi. People were praying. Maula Ali was also praying there. And a needy person enters the mosque and asks everybody for help, but nobody helps him. When he is about to leave the mosque, he says, O Allah, today I'm going empty-handed from your mosque as nobody gave me any help. When Maula Ali heard this, he was bowing down in namaz. He had a very precious ring in his finger. So Maula Ali presented that ring to that needy person. And this is the only incident in Islam where somebody paid zakat while bowing down. And the Quran praises that. And it says, your wali, your maula is Allah, his messenger, and the person who believes, who prays, and pays zakat while bowing down in prayer, which is known as halat-e-ruku. There is no other information or report of anybody giving zakat while bowing down. This act of paying zakat in ruku has been praised a lot by Persian poets. Pir Nasir Khusro says that Hatem-e Tayy, who was a famous generous person, whatever generosity he did for all his life was nothing to the one which Ali did by paying zakat in the halat of ruku. And Maulana Rumi has also praised that, saying that he paid zakat while he was praying. And Allah himself has prayed in the Quran, "If it is said that your Lord is Allah, his messenger, and the people who believe and pray and pay zakat while bowing down, it cannot be mention of ordinary people or ordinary people who believe, because with the mention of Allah and his messenger, there should be mention of somebody who is very close to him. And historically, it is proved that it was only Mawla Ali who paid zakat while he was in halat-e-ruku. So this particular ayat, which is known as Ayat-e-Walaya, this is also a proof of Mawla Murtaza Ali's walayat. So the day of the announcement of the walayat is an Eid for Mu'mins. And because Imam continues to guide his murids in every age, every day is an Eid for us. Let's see the concept of Eid in the Quran. There is only one place where Allah mentions the word Eid, and this is chapter 5, verse 114. It is a prayer of Hazrat Isa. It says, "Isa, the son of Maryam, said, O Allah, O our Lord, send down to us food from heaven, which should be to us an ever recurring happiness, an Eid. O Allah, O our Lord, send down to us food from heaven, which should be to us an Eid, an ever recurring happiness, to the first of us and to the last of us, and a sign from you. Grant us means of subsistence, and thou art the best of the providers." There is a story which says that the friends of Hazrat Isa, the companions of Hazrat Isa, asked him to pray that they should be getting a tablecloth from sky every day so that they could eat. The story says that every day they had food from the sky, and it included the best dishes of the world. But our Ismaili Buzurgs have mentioned the esoteric aspect of this, because they say that whatever is mentioned in the Quran is not a limited act of history. It is an eternal fact. It is an eternal blessing. The prophets and the imams are heaven and sky for us, and Mu'min is like the earth. So it was prayed that, O Allah, send your knowledge, your wisdom, which is the food of our soul, which is the food of our intellect, so that it could be an ever recurring happiness for us, that it should be an Eid for us. It should be an Eid for people who were before us. It should be an Eid for the people who will come after us. And it should be an ayat, a sign from you, and provide us with sustenance, because you are the best of the providers. If it was only meant to be the physical food or the worldly food, then how could that be possible for the people who were coming after Prophet Isa? Because it is spread that you send us tablecloth from the sky, that it should be an ever recurring happiness and Eid for us, for the people before us, for the people after us, and may it be a sign for us. And grant us means of subsistence, because thou art the best of the providers. So this is a prayer for the spiritual and intellectual development, because this is the greatest of the Eids, that we have a living guide, and he is there for our spiritual and intellectual nurturing. He is there to develop our intellect and our soul. And this is the esoteric meaning of Eid. Today His Farman, His love, His protection, His smile is Eid for us. How much kind and affectionate He is with His Jamaat. But we have to remember that He is the gate of the house of wisdom. As the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has said, I am the house of wisdom and Ali is its gate. We are fortunate that we have found the gate of the treasure. We have found the gate of the wisdom. But it is not being wise just to stop at the gate and just be happy that we have explored the gate. We have found the gate. This is the gate. What is the purpose of a gate? One has to knock at the door and wait that it may be opened for him. If Ali is the gate to the house of wisdom, then we have to seek his recognition. We have to seek spiritual knowledge. We have to seek to learn about Imamat. If we are able to lift the veil from Imam's face through knowledge, we will see him really astonishingly beautiful, and that would surprise us. That luminous Didar can give us a lot of happiness. Just one glimpse of that Didar can make up for all our life. So if we are at the gate of knowledge, at the gate of the door of the house of wisdom, then we are supposed to knock at the door by learning about our religion, by recognition of Imam. Maulana Hazir Imam in Moscow, Russia, in 1995 said, first, let me remind you that for all murids of the Imam, whether they are from Central Asia, from India, from Pakistan, from the Western world, the fundamental principle is the recognition of the Imam of the time. Wherever we come from, whatever we do in our lives, the fundamental principle of religion is the recognition of Imam. And it is not enough just to know who the Imam is in body. We need to learn about the soul of Imam, about the blessings of his Imamat, about the secrets of his Imamat. And all this is possible through spiritual knowledge. Pir Sadruddin says, Eji al Nabi ji ni aur ki ne sirf jo, jene ki di che satpanth nisar ho. Pir Sadruddin bolia, Mara Moman bhai, tame reh jo hushiyar ho. O brother, the progeny of Nabi and the sons of Ali, you have to recognize them and then obey them. By recognizing them, you continue obeying them because they protect the real and true religion. And Pir Sadruddin says that, O Momin Bhai, be alert, be wise. Maulana Hazir Imam in his Farman in 2000 in Pakistan has said, be wise. It is not only about the world that he is asking us to be wise. He's also asking us to seek wisdom. He's also asking us to seek the secret of his Imamat. He's also asking us to seek his Nurani Didar. So today is Yom-e-Eid-e-Ghadir. This is the most prominent, the most distinguished Eid. This Eid is conditioned with Imamat, with Walayat, with the announcement of the successor of the Prophet. And we are the most fortunate people that we have a living guide. Every day for us is Eid because his love, his affection, his protection, his smile is Eid for us. But we can make this ever recurring happiness to be staying in our heart if we know him through knowledge and if we explore his batini miracles. May Mawla grant us courage to recognize him through knowledge, through spiritual exercise, through practice and through bandagi. And may he shower his choicest blessings upon all the Jamaat. Ya Ali Madad.